Environmental groups are concerned that part of the proposed Project 2025 calls for closing several federal agencies that political conservatives consider too powerful or superfluous. There's a particular concern among Nevadans that science-based agencies, particularly those battling climate change, would be eliminated or their functions privatized. David Kiva with the Environmental Defense Fund Action Agency says agencies such as the National Weather Service would be privately operated to make a profit instead of providing a vital public service.
The idea that you would privatize the National Weather Service doesn't just mean that the quality of the forecast would decline. It also critically means you might not get life or death warning to seek shelter at a time when you really need it.
The Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 is a 900-page plan likely to be adopted if Republicans win control of government. It would completely restructure operations to align with right-wing conservative values and replace thousands of civil servants with trained party loyalists. Kiva says Nevada has a great deal to lose if agencies such as the EPA and the National Weather Service are privatized. He adds that climate change has brought more extreme weather events, year-round wildfires, and a sharp increase in the number of days with extreme heat, saying once they are lost, public service agencies could take decades to replace.
National Weather Service has some of the most sophisticated radar and satellites. It's unclear to me how you would even structure this if the ultimate motive was profit as opposed to furtherance of the public interest.
Kiva says while the Biden-Harris administration has focused on reducing pollution, developing clean energy, and fighting climate change, Project 2025 promotes the goals of groups such as the oil industry and pharmaceuticals that want to eliminate all regulations.
Replacing career civil servants with political appointees will significantly undermine the public good done by agencies like the National Weather Service that have worked in the public interest for a very, very long time.
For Public News Service, I'm Mark Richardson. Find our 8 trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.